Woo, my first racket. Pretty excited. Wanted to talk about something that occurred to me the other day when I was out on a walk on the beach. It was a beautiful morning. And three kind of things, two things were in my head, and one thing kind of happened. First is this, I was ruminating or thinking about, rather, this concept of the vertical breath that my therapist introduced me to. I don't have a really deep understanding of it, but basically it goes like this from what I can surmise, is that a lot of us, especially in the West, think of time as a linear horizontal line, and somewhere on that line there's a dot which represents now, and everything to the left of that dot was before, our past, and everything to the right of that dot is the future, what could happen. Well, the past can't be changed. And when we think about it and ruminate on it, that can lead to regret, things we should have said, things of that nature. And the future, things to the right of that dot, doesn't exist. It may not ever exist. You never know. Anything could happen. And when we worry about the future, that often, you know, becomes anxiety. What will happen? What could happen? What should I do? Things of that nature. But the vertical breath kind of literally spins that and says, from what I can tell, take that horizontal line and move it vertically, turn it, because everything that's happened to you in the past and everything that could happen to you in the future is actually happening right now in your breath. That's the kind of the concept of the vertical breath. So just being mindful of the now and living with the past and whatever may have happened and your concerns about the future, but those things don't really exist, so all you really have is right now. Kind of a mindfulness exercise. I think it's kind of neat. So I was thinking about that while I was walking, and somehow, I don't know how, the plot of a movie called Arrival jumped into my head. Movie's a handful of years old now, so hopefully this isn't too gigantic of a spoiler, but if you haven't seen it, maybe you want to stop now, go watch it and come back. It's a good movie. In the movie, they deal with time in nonlinear ways, and it just really reminded me of this concept of the vertical breath. And I was thinking about that, and then I was thinking about maybe I should talk to my therapist about this. I don't know if they've ever seen this movie or if they're even into sci-fi movies or what have you. But there's something there that I wanted to explore. And I was thinking with my therapist, and I was thinking, there's something there, there's some connection, maybe it's worth talking about. I kept thinking I will talk about this with them. And then this kind of wasn't aware this was happening. I realized that I was thinking about I, and the analogy that I've come to like after this happened is, if your life and your mind is a highway, and that highway is often crowded with lots of cars and noise and smells and all the senses, and sometimes it comes to a halt with traffic jams. But it's always moving. There's always commotion, right? That's your monkey mind, so to speak. What if you could take a lawn chair and park it on the side of the highway and just observe the highway happening? Observe your mind. And my meditation practice isn't good enough yet to know if this is a real thing. But that's what I think happens in meditation. You step aside of yourself. It's about side of it. You sit on that lawn chair and you just kind of observe your mind doing all these things and making all these connections and having those moments of regret and concern about the future, regret about the past and concern about the future. So I was thinking through all that, and then I realized, you know, metaphorically, I was sitting in that lawn chair observing this all happening. And it was a really interesting moment. That's happened to me two or three times before when being super mindful or during meditation. And I don't understand it. I don't really get it, but I want more of it. I think it's a really powerful thing just to step outside yourself a little bit there. So, I wanted to just talk about this because it's been in the back of my head for almost a week now since this happened. And I just thought it was really interesting how the brain can make these connections at some subconscious level between this theory of breath and time and some random, seemingly random movie. And then me telling myself the story about how I should talk to someone else about it and observing and me observing myself doing this. So, if anybody's out there who knows what the hell I'm talking about better than I do, let me know. This is a really interesting area and I'm looking forward to continue to explore it. So that is my first racket. Thanks.